Welcome to another episode of Debt Review with Dummies. And by dummies, we refer to your hosts. I am Corey, the dummiest dummy.
And I'm Zach. I'm so dumb that I thought outstanding debt was a compliment.
Zach, what is Debt Review with Dummies?
Well, Corey, here on the podcast, we love to talk about debt review. And of course, we love to talk to people who've been through the process successfully. We also like to occasionally talk to the debt counselor who helped them so we can get some behind the scenes information on how that process went down. So if you're interested about debt review, you'd like to hear what it's like to be under debt review, you're in the right place.
Yeah, I agree, Zach. It's always fun to speak to people that's been through the process. You know, we learn a few things and it's always like to speak to the debt counselor afterwards. So yeah, who are we chatting to today?
Well, today we're going to talk to Mr. K. Now, Mr. K has been through the process and done it quite quickly. I don't want to give too much away. Let's go right into the interview. I think let's get Mr. K on the line.
Thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. We really appreciate your time. Let's fire away. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I am Mr. K. First and foremost, I must thank you guys for approaching me to do this podcast with you. I really thank you that for that. I thank Gaina also for the opportunity she gave us. So yeah, I am Mr. K, age 42, a husband to the most beautiful wife in the world, a father to the cutest boy. We stay in PE. In area called Kwadwesi. We used to stay in area called Kwazakele, but we left there. We purchased the house in Kwadwesi.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, what we're talking about today, of course, is debt review. So without ruining your story, you're a person who's come into debt review and gone through debt review successfully. I don't want to ruin everything, all the surprises there. But maybe you can take us back in time to before you started debt review. How were things going? Because I'm guessing things were going well, and then suddenly, you know, things weren't going so well. Tell us a little bit about why you ended up feeling like you needed debt review.
So, as you mentioned that things were going well. Yeah, things were going very well. I could have creditors calling me, offering me credit cards, offering me loans. So that made me feel like, yeah, I'm a good payer when it comes to my debts. So I was still young at that time, and I think I was still 5 years with the company. So I was still young and I enjoyed that. I even bragged to my friends that, you know, I'm getting credit cards calling me, asking me to take the credit with them. So I'm gonna purchase this. I'm gonna purchase that. And that felt very, very good. But eventually, I took a knock. I took a knock when my child was born. Then things started to go south when it comes to debts. And that felt like the end of the world. Debts were just going, were just not going anywhere. They were here to stay. And they put me and my wife in a stagnant. And we almost lost our house. We almost lost our car due to repossessions. So it was not a good feeling. And, you know, as a man of the house, sometimes you feel that you're not giving enough to the family. You're not giving enough to your dependents. So that's how it felt. It felt really, really bad. And I was on the verge of resigning from work, trying to get the money from my provident fund that I thought I will close some of the debts that I had. But the person that I spoke to said, Kaya, I don't think this is the right decision you are making, because you will get this money and you will pay your debts. What will you be left with? So it was not a good one, Zach, to be honest with you. We had a car. We purchased a brand new car from VW, but after some few years, I think it was a year and a half, we started to see that debt is not playing. Debt can kill you. Debt can send you to ICU. So it was not a good feeling, to be honest with you guys. It felt really, really bad for me. I was in my worst state when it comes to debts. I never had debts like that. I never thought that I will go to debt review to consolidate my debts because I was a good payer.
Well, it sounds like for the banks for you, you were a wonderful opportunity. They could just keep giving you more and more credit. But what are we talking about here? Are we talking about like 10,000 Rand, 20,000 Rand, 30,000
Rand? No. No, Zach. Yeah, we're talking about almost more than a half a million, because I still remember when we were getting statements from debt review. The statement was 748,000. That is a lot. So that is a lot. So the money that I was going to get from my pension or provident fund was not going to make it. Was not going to make it. So we're talking about a lot of money here, Zach. Talking about a lot of money. And I honestly, I didn't feel that debt review will do for me. I just went there thinking that, okay, they will just speak to my credit card, so to my creditors, so my creditors won't be harassing me anymore. So I was going that route because of I was running away from being harassed, not considering that one day I'll be out of the debt review. I never thought of that, to be honest with you. So it was a lot of money, Zach. I won't lie with you, my man.
Stim, I think you're not alone in the circumstances that you are. There are many people that go through the same thing, and I think it's a learning lesson. And we don't know why we learn these lessons, but at the end of the day, one day you can teach your child, and you can say, look, it happened to me. So before you applied for debt review, did you know about debt review, the process? Did you know anything? Have you heard anything about debt review before you actually started the process?
No, I never knew anything, Corey. I never knew anything about debt review. It was our company's financial advisor who came and referred me, because my manager that I told that I want to resign so that I can access my provident funds money. He said, no, Kaya, I will speak to our financial advisor just for you to explain the situation. Maybe he might have a plan, but if he doesn't have a plan, then I can accept your resignation. So he then arranged a meeting between me and our financial advisor. Then that is when I was told about debt review, and he referred me to DebtSmart. So I went there knowing nothing about debt review. It's not like I never heard about it, but I never trusted that this thing is really happening, that is real. I never thought that it is real. I just thought that, you guys, you are fooling yourselves. There's no way that you can pay so little and there's no rewards for those people. So those people are basically chowing your money. There's something that they are doing with your money. So I never trusted that up until my financial advisor referred me to them. And when we brought our stuff there, I felt like this is not it, man. But let me try it. Then we tried it. And we saw some positive feedback and positive, it was fruitful.
Okay. So you were skeptical, but I suppose because someone, a financial advisor at the company, that's kind of a trusted source, right? Like you feel I can trust this person. Yeah. And when you met with the debt counselor, you still had reservation, but what was your impression of the actual debt counselor and them explaining stuff to you?
Yeah, I was very impressed with the way she presented and explained the process to me. She was very professional with us, and she explained, and we asked her, are you sure that within a space of 5 years, most of these debts will be gone. She said, yeah. Then I said, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, but let's try it. So I was very impressed with the way, even like, you know, when you go to the person, I cannot sell you something. I cannot sell you like clothes, but I'm not dressed well. You know, you won't buy from me. You won't buy from me, or you won't trust my brand. So when we went there, she dressed smart, and the office very clean. So I was very impressed. It was not like I went to the office and you see people's privacy, you see people's folders or files on the floor. Everything is neatly organized. So the way she explained the debt review to me and my wife was so impressive. So I was very impressed with the way she explained it to me.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, well done on going to the debt counselor. I think that's so important. When you speak to someone face to face, like you said, you get that impression. Also, well done on taking your wife with you so that you could both make this decision together at the same time. So important to do, right? You both need that level of commitment to it, because it is a whole different way of life. Now, I don't want to ruin it again, but once again, you're someone who's gone successfully through this process. So before we get to the success, what did you find about debt review that was like good, nice, enjoyable? Because it is it's a change of lifestyle to a cash lifestyle. But what was there anything good about it that you kind of like after 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, I don't know, through your journey, you started to say, well, this is a good thing about debt review.
Yo, Zach, I could manage to take my wife out for dinner. I could manage to put some rents into our savings account. So it really felt good, and it was so unbelievable, guys. To be honest with you, it was so unbelievable that I am paying this kind of money, and I am left with so much as well. I have so much money that I can still use, that I can still save from it. So it was what mostly I appreciated about debt review. They you have some kind of change that you can still utilize in the house, buying electricity, buying and even loan out some money to your family members or your church congregants. I was able to do that, and they the way they saw me is like after debt review, I felt like I'm a businessman who can just give money out. So it felt good. I could manage to take my son to the parks, and we just eat ice cream or have some milkshakes. So it really changed the living style in our house.
And I think it must be such a good feeling, because like you said, you know, as the man of the house, you kind of put a lot of pressure on yourself, right?
Yes.
And now you were able to kind of give them those things that you'd been hoping to, that had slowly been slipping and slipping and disappearing. So, yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yo, that is so amazing, man. Yo.
Can you kind of give us an idea, Mr. K, of what was your debt review payments when you were paying your debt review? Well, how much did you save from what you normally would pay per month compared to what you paid under debt review? And then can you give us an idea of how long your debt review journey took you?
So I will be straightforward, Corey. You know, when before I was on debt review, I think I was paying more than what I'm earning. My wife had to transfer money into my account in order for us to carry on for the month. And it's not just some few rents, a lot of rents that she needed to transfer out from her account to my account in order to maintain all the debts. But when we joined debt review, I think about 50%, 50 to 60% was a savings from us for us. 50 to 60%, Koreans, I'm not lying, guys. 50 to 60% was a savings, not the money that was going out. So that's why it brought us back to our feet. That's what brought us back on our feet. And when debt review sent me the money that we were going to pay, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. When she sent me the amount that we're going to pay every month on WhatsApp. Then I didn't even text her back. I phoned her. I wanted to hear it from her voice. I wanted to hear it, to hear her saying it. I phoned her. Ma'am, are you serious that this is the kind of amount that we're going to pay every month for the next 5 years? Then she said, yes. Is it too much? I said, no. It's not too much at all. It's fine like that. Keep it like that. I'm telling you. So it felt very good when she sent me that amount, and we were affording almost everything that we thought we couldn't afford. So there was a huge savings.
Your plan was over 5 years. So did you take 5 years to then make those payments?
Not at all, because of the huge savings. So the money that we were saving, it came to party. We took only 4 years on our debt review, whereas we signed for 5 years. We took only, it's 3.5 years, by the way. Three [S2] Wow. [S1] And a half years, not even 5 years. We are supposed to be finished next year, October, but we finished this year, March.
Wow.
No, April.
Yeah. So, I mean, congratulations. Congratulations, yeah, because yeah. You stuck to it and you put extra funds in. Well done on doing that.
Yeah. So the extra funds that we were saving from the money that we were saving from debt review, we then asked our debt counselor to request the settlement letters from the creditors. Then she did that. She did that for us. And, you know, debt counselor, she is a fighter. She is a fighter. You ask her to get something for you from the creditors, she will get it the next day. And she keeps you posted. If she's failing on that, she will keep you posted as to why I am still not getting what you have requested me to get for you. She will keep you posted, and you will be at ease also, because you know she is following up on creditors. So when we asked her to get the settlement letters, she got those settlement letters. Then we didn't procrastinate to go and make payment. We went to make payment. Then we waited for paid up letters. Once we got the paid up letters, they were also sent to our debt counselor. So she received them. Then she consolidated everything and took everything to court to clear our name out. Imagine that, man. Yo. Well,
I mean, that's what I want to ask you about now. I mean, so, okay, just a note. Well done. It shows the importance of saving, right? Saving for emergencies, because I'm sure there were some emergencies along the way, but it also
is
how a saving can be used towards the end of the process to speed things up. So well done on demonstrating that. But let's talk about that very, very last payment. What was it like to make one more payment and know this is my last debt repayment?
Yo, Zach, Corey. Before we made that payment, you know, I used to play soccer. I could see players celebrating before they scored the goal and they miss it. So we celebrated before the last installment. We said, baby, we are done here. God has been us through this journey. Let's go celebrate. I made like a braai in the house. It was very nice, man, celebrating the last installment that we're going to pay. After we've paid that installment, we went to a date for 2 weekends. Sorry, a weekend for 2 days, a weekend away. We went to Neisner. We enjoyed ourselves celebrating the success because, guys, it is not something small when you are out of debt review. You feel relieved when you are out of debt review. You feel like you're not in the corner. You are not cornered. So we went to celebrate and we enjoyed ourselves in Neisner, celebrating the success that we had during our debt review. And when we came back from Neisner, then we started to decide as to what are we going to start with first? What are we going to purchase first? What are the priorities when it comes to debt? Because we've learned now that's what debt review does. It teaches you how to save money. It teaches you not to, like I mentioned before, that creditors were calling me back and forth. So it teaches you that you don't like take everything. Some of them, you don't necessarily need them, but you just take because of the creditors offered you, and they are good talkers. They can sell their product. So you don't do that. Debt review has taught us that now. Because now we only had one debt at the moment. It's two, by the way. We were still paying the home loan because it was not on the 5 years, whereas we were paying through debt review as well. So we're still paying the home loan. Then we have one debt now that I can count except for the home loan. But the celebration we had, for that last installment, Zach, was out of this world, man. I felt like I could tell everyone about debt review. I could see on TikTok people posting certificates. I'm out of debt review. Then I said to myself, hey, when are we going out of debt review? And I wanted to divert that route, you know, where I wanted to call people that are removing you from debt review. Then I thought, no, man, let me leave this because we are almost there. I must now test God. Yeah, I must not test God. I must remain on my lane. It's fine. They were removed on debt review, but you are not just being removed there for free. You are paying a lot of money, 8,000 and above. So I thought, no, let's not do this. Let's just wait until we finish this debt review because one day we'll be out of this debt review. We are the fighters. Now we are out of debt review. And, you know, my debt counselor, we're still in contact. That tells you that we had a good working relationship. Yeah. Because we're still in contact with Dana. She's referring people to me like she did with you guys. So, yeah, if we had a bad relationship, I was not going to accept this podcast thing. This should tell you that we are still in a good relationship when it comes to these things of debts.
Well, Mr. K, well done. Congratulations on going through that journey. Well done on persevering and keep on paying and getting out of debt review. But with all of that, obviously your name wasn't cleared. So again, I've got a two-barrel question. How long did it take after you got your clearance that you could apply for credit? And when you applied for credit, what did you buy? Tell us.
So I think we took 2 months after we were cleared. I just said to my wife, let us not rush. We got our certificate. Debt counselor sent us the certificate. Then we were very happy about getting that certificate that clears you out of debt. Then we went after 2 months. Then we went to open a clothing account. We were just testing. We went to open a clothing account. Guess what? Approved same time. Credit, 10,000. 10,000 credit, Corey. Then we didn't take anything, né? Because our priority was to get a car because we are struggling with one car. My wife wanted a car because I am driving a company car. So our car was damaged due to the storm, the car that we had. Storm that took place last in October. So she wanted us to purchase a car. Then we went to check the cars. We went for window shopping. Then she loved one car at I think the Beijing. So she purchased herself a Beijing. She was approved one shot. And we wanted our debt counselor to be there to take a picture with us so that she can post this, man. But unfortunately, she could not come. She could not make it. Then we sent the pictures, though, of us getting the new car. So we've opened that clothing account. Then we went to purchase a car. Then we closed the clothing account. We only have one account now, which is the car installment. So yeah. So debt review. That's when I said debt review can do wonders for you if you trust them, because we trusted the process and look what they did for us. We've learned how to save money once we've started joining debt review. We are still continuing that.
And Mr. K, I mean, you paint this picture now. This perfect.
Imagine Zach buying a Beijing. You know, Beijing has got.
I mean, it's fancy, no?
Yeah, it's very nice. It has got the engine that it has got is a Benz C-Class 180.
That's fancy.
Same with the suspension. Suspension is for Benz C-Class 180, because Mercedes purchased some shares from a bike that produced the Beijing.
Okay, but now I want to, after all these good stories, I want to ask you for, tell us one thing about debt review that wasn't easy, because you're telling us so many good things. Let's see if we can find some balance somewhere. Was there anything in your journey from day one to the end that was maybe, it was difficult?
So what was difficult, it's when there was one installment missing. That was a bit challenging for me. There was one installment that was missed, né? And it was for the home loan. So that put us under a lot of pressure, because our assumption is that the money was paid. Then the bank phoned or sent an email to our debt counselor to say they need to renew the term. They need to renew the term because the one that they had expired. So according to the bank, our debt counselor didn't respond to them. So they ended up going back to the normal installment that we signed the contract for, not the one that was decreased. So every time they get the money, they get the shortfall of some few rands. Yeah, so that made us to have now to look like we are in arrears. Yeah, because of we're paying less than what they expected. So it made us fall short on our installments, and they took that and put it into arrears. If I can tell you, I received, the Bible, if you pack them on the table, a stack of summons that could be 8 Bibles from bank lawyers saying that, and they came here, I think it was 10 to 5 a.m., knocking at my gate. Hey, Mr. K, Mr. K, Mr. K, makwap, 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 did ya? When I went out, I saw these guys, and I said, how can I help you? And they said, we're here for you, sir. We are repossessing your house. And I said, what? Then they gave me this big stack of sermons. Then I read through it. Then I asked, what I need to do in order for you not to repossess the house? You need to make arrangements, sir. Then I've made arrangements. Then I let my debt counselor know about that. Then she said, okay, I will sort this out. Then she was in interaction with Standard Bank. And then affordable arrangements were made, but that was that was the most difficult one, because we felt like, yo, we are losing a house now, and we are almost here to finish our debt review. How come? Our debt counselor explained everything to us, and we understood eventually. Yeah.
So good for you for phoning your debt counsel when that happens. Yeah, absolutely. Well done. Would you recommend debt review to your friends and family, Mr. Kass?
I already did that. I've referred one of my congregants to the debt counselor. And when they came back, it's a couple also, a young couple. When they came back to us, they said, "Yo, guys, thank you very much for the help, because now we can breathe. We can breathe." And then we I remember, I think last 2 weeks, I asked her, "Would you take anything from credit?" He said, "No, I won't do that again. I'm fine with debt review. I will finish my debt review. I'm fine with that." So he's very scared now of debts. He is very scared. So we referred people already. I think it was after 6 months or 7 months, we were with debt review. Then we recommended debt review, and we recommended the one that we were under. That, "Yo, guys, if you can go there," we're not saying you must sign everything, but go and listen. Go and listen. You might be interested, you might not be interested. But what I can tell you is that you will be interested. I'm telling you, because we were shocked when we received the amount of money that we were going to pay every month. So go there and listen to the lady. You might find something that will balance your finances eventually. So we already recommended people. I remember the debt counselor sent me a message to say, "Thank you for recommending this couple to us."
Mr. Kerr, let's give you one last opportunity. People are listening today, and if you think about how you were going through the stress 3.5 years ago, people who are listening today are going through that stress right now. What advice do you have for them?
So, guys, you are swimming or drowning in debt. Remember, there's help out there. There's help out there. Consult a debt counselor, the one that you trust, not just any, the one that you trust, the one that your heart tells you or takes you to, and sign that contract with them. Listen and read through their process, then sign that contract with them. The situation that you are going through now is the situation that I was in. And I couldn't see any light when I was in that situation. I thought that it's the end of the world for me when it comes to debts that I was in. But within a space of 3.5 years, when I signed with debt review, 3.5 years, 3.5 years happened like this. The contract was 5 years. 3.5 years happened like this. The installments that I was paying with debt review have given me an opportunity to save some rents. So the rents that I was saving from those installments helped me to settle some of my debts. And the last installment that I've made, that's the one that made me very happy. So do not sit and die in the corner because of debts. Do not sit and be stressed in the corner because of the debts. Debts can be removed. 5 years is not a long time, guys. 5 years is not a long time for you to live a happy life again. You will live a happy life during that 5 years. And after that 5 years, it will be the happiest life you have ever had. So please go to consult with debt review so that you can have a financial freedom like I am having a financial freedom. It was very difficult for my wallet to have a 100 rand note. A 100 rand note at 20 rands. I couldn't afford to buy an electricity for 20 rands. I could sleep in a dark house for 2 days because I do not have money. But when I was in debt review, my electricity box was always recharged for 200 rands, 300 rands. I've afforded that. So it is very important, guys. Today, I'm not I'm not driving a car with a half tank. I'm driving a car with a full tank or three quarter. Once it starts to be three quarter tank, I'm filling up again. So it is very important that we consult debt review guys to make your life to go back where it was, because you are in debt because of creditors called you and offered you loans. You afforded that, yes, but you eventually got indebted. So now consult with debt review so that you can go back to your feet. I know what I'm talking about. I am not sharing a story of Hosea or Isaiah. I am sharing my story as Mr. K. I'm sharing my story as Mr. K. I am from PE, Port Elizabeth. I'm not from Jerusalem. No, I'm from PE. So guys, PE is in South Africa. I am telling you, debt review will do wonders for you. While you are in their process of 5 years, and even after is even more. Thank you very much, Corey and Zach.
Mr. K, amazing, amazing. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. Thank you for taking us through your journey, all your highs and lows. Well done. Congratulations on your debt review journey. Well done for sticking that. And thank you very much for everything. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Hopefully, this podcast will help lots of South Africans who are drowning in debt.
Right. That was fantastic. Oh, that was such fun. What's up next?
Well, I suppose, like we said, it's sometimes nice to talk to the debt counselor to see what's going on behind the scenes. So who are we going to talk to?
Yeah, I think we're very lucky to have Gaynor today. Gaynor is from DebtSmart SA in the Eastern Cape. Well, Gaynor, thank you very much for joining these two dummies. We really appreciate your time. Let's kick off and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thanks for having me. So my name is Gaynor Els, recently married, used to be de Kock. And I'm a debt counsellor since 2009 in Port Elizabeth, have been here since then. And yeah, loving what I do.
And how long have you been doing what you do? When did you become a debt counsellor?
So in 2009, I did my course and registered, and then close to the end of 2009, I got my registration, and yeah, been doing it since then, nonstop.
How did you start your debt review journey? Where did it come from before this? What did you do, and how did you do the course? And was yours also the 4 days and wrote your exam on the 5th?
Yes, yeah, I'm one of those ones. So I actually started off, I did business management, studied business management, and my parents were one of those, there's no break in life. We don't get breaks. So as I finished studying, my mom had already sent my CV out. And in December, I was going for interviews, and I got an interview with an attorney. And I ran the administration order department. So I got the first interview I went for, I got the job, and started the 4th of January. So no break, no rest for the evil. And then so started in the administration order department, eventually took it over completely and ran it under the supervision, obviously, of an attorney. And I did that for 3 years. And those years, I mean, there was no systems like we have now, the amazing ones we have now. You were still handwriting out checks every month, writing out thousands and thousands of checks. And and unfortunately, financially, it wasn't viable for me. So I left that completely and then went into sales. So I actually used to sell wood. I was in the building industry then for a good couple of years, and then had my daughter end of 2008. And when I got back from maternity leave, I was retrenched 2 weeks later. So I had a 4-month-old baby and was retrenched. And then friends of ours, an attorney and other financial advisors, started a debt counseling company called DebtSmart. And they approached me because of my administration order experience, and then asked if I wouldn't be interested, seeing that I was then unemployed as well. And that's how it all got started.
Now, when we did the interview with Mr. K, he told us how wonderful his experience is. So we always try to bring balance to our podcast. So tell us something that's difficult about debt review as a debt counselor. What's difficult for you as a debt counselor?
Sure. Difficult for me is, we don't work 24, well, 8 to 5. We work 24/7. And I don't know if that's necessarily difficult. I think it becomes a little bit overstimulating sometimes because I have clients messaging me at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning or 10 o'clock on a Sunday evening. And then it's messages going out from a credit provider. Yes, I've got a WUSA most of my life. Because they've received a message from a credit provider saying that they're in arrears, or and then the client's making payment every month. So you're constantly having to set people, comfort people and set them at ease that everything is okay. And we'll obviously look into it in business hours when I can actually phone and speak to someone or send an email. But you are pretty much on call 24/7 because when people start getting nervous or they something happens that you have no control over, then you are the point of call. So yeah, you pretty much work nonstop.
And Gaynor, like Mr. K, how do you deal with nervous clients when something goes tricky in the debt review process?
Well, I think, like I mentioned now, with messages going out, which we don't have control over, we often have credit providers that have a system overload, and then everybody will get a message to say they're in arrears or their account's being terminated, and then we have to send through all the things and just calm everybody down. And I always say to my clients, when I'm stressed, then you need to be stressed. I think that's pretty much the only way I can set things at ease is when I'm panicking and I phone you or I message you and I say I urgently need to talk to you. That's the time when you start panicking because until I'm panicked, you have nothing to worry about. So I'm there, I deal with the process, I'm in control. It is my responsibility to make sure that this process is running correctly. Obviously, it's your responsibility as the consumer to make sure that you make payment every month, that you're keeping control of everything as well, checking your statements, making sure that payments are reflecting, there's not a like a big issue on a statement. So those type of things I try and always explain to my clients. You just keep checking things, and if you pick up anything, obviously you need to get hold of me immediately. If there's any concerns, you need to get hold of me and just notify me so that I'm aware of what's going on as well, because I don't always get the same stuff that you get. But other than that, I think it's more setting them at ease and saying, I'm the one in control. Yeah, this is my responsibility. This is my job. You got to go to your job and you got to make money. That's your responsibility. But this process is my responsibility. So if I'm stressed, then you can stress. But until then, just stay calm. Let's just breathe.
And Mr. K tells us that you like to fight for your clients when you see the credit providers misbehaving. Is it true you don't take nonsense from nobody?
I mean, I do get into trouble every now and again, but there's just, I don't think it necessarily, I think the process in itself has gotten so good that we very seldom really have to get upset or fight. Or, I mean, there's the odd thing here and there. I mean, I'm busy with one at the moment where end balance is thousands of rands, but because interest has been written up front, and the client obviously has settle debt sooner than what the court order term was, and now trying to just get that into somebody's head to understand or listen to what I'm saying. So we've sometimes got to get a little bit hard and shout and throw out threats, because we have to do what's right for the client at the end of the day. So I mean, I'm going to do what is right, whichever party it entails. It's not necessarily always the client, but where something is fair and where something is right, we're going to do what needs to be done to make sure that is delivered.
And Gaynor, before we started the interview, you mentioned something about Mr. K's circumstances where you guys had a bit of a flood last year, and that's why you had to buy a new car.
So he was well under debt review last year still, and we had quite a lot of rain in Port Elizabeth, and Mr. K's car flooded completely, to the point where you could literally in his backyard see his roof of his car sticking out. Thank goodness he had maintained his insurances, and you know, he really looked after his car because it was his pride and joy. It was the one thing during, you know, obviously when he applied as well, that he was desperately trying to hold on to, and then yeah, lost it unfortunately, and there was no saving it. It was completely underwater, and then was without a car for a few months. So obviously, because he didn't have that installment to pay anymore, he luckily had a employer who gave him a company car, but used the extra money to obviously settle his debt quicker so that they could be in a position to buy a new car as soon as they could finish the debt review. So yeah, seeing them, I think it's I've had I've I mean I've got many from 2009 up until today. It's a long time to be doing the process, and I've had many success stories. So, but their success story was very special to me. They hold a very special place in my heart. They are phenomenal people, and really, I can't wait to see their journey going forward. Yeah, so for them, it was exceptionally special to see them driving out with their brand new, very fancy car that I wish I had too.
Yeah. Hey, Corey, I think Mr. K almost had us heading down to the dealership to have a look ourselves there by the time he was finished. You know, okay, you've got a lot of experience in this field. You are a very experienced debt counselor, and we can see you love your consumers and you fight for what's fair and right. If you have advice for anyone listening to this podcast and they're dealing with difficult circumstances financially right now, what do you say to them?
You know, I'm busy doing an educational slot at the moment, with a few business people, and I'm actually doing the negatives of debt review. And my words this morning were, you must be wondering, why would anyone want to tell us the negatives about debt review when they're trying to sell a product or a service? And the reason why I find it so comfortable to tell the negatives is because if you look at debt review and you find those points negative, then there's something wrong. Then it hasn't been explained to you properly. You shouldn't be walking away from a debt counselor going, oh no, this is the worst thing I could possibly do in my life. You should walk out there and immediately feel like you can breathe, that weight has been lifted off your chest. I think number one is the most important is you've got to be able to sit with someone. It's a personal process. Everybody's situation is different. I've dealt with hundreds and hundreds of clients over the last couple of years, and every single one's story is different. Every person that sits down wants to explain why they're here, and you know, they feel embarrassed because it's circumstances. And yes, it is circumstances. Life is circumstances. I spoke to a lady this morning, and her circumstances were, I mean, I had a wow moment for the first time in a very long time. And I just said to her, but it's nothing to be embarrassed about. That's definitely not a situation that you could ever have thought would ever happen to you, could ever have controlled. So debt review is brilliant. It's the best thing you could possibly ever do for yourself, but it is a personal place. It's a personal situation. You need to deal one-on-one with somebody and actually get the right package for your problem. So I think that's my main thing with debt review is sit down, chat to somebody, get all the information and make yourself feel comfortable in understanding exactly how the process works and what the negatives are, and see those negatives as positives, because they're not negative. They are positive negatives, if I want to put it to you that way.
Before we get to the contact details for yourself, I'd like to just take that magic wand there from Zach. Thank you very much, Zach. So it's a very magic wand here at the Dummies. And when I give it to you, Gaynor, you've got the power to change anything in the debt review industry in an instant. And whatever you wave your wand, it'll happen. It happens right away. And that is fact. What would you change if you had the wand?
I would change debt review in 2009, 10, 11, 12, I think all the way probably till about 15, 2015, 16. I would actually even go as far as 2020, and make all of that as debt review is today. People are educated today. The process is absolutely amazing today. With DCRS, I would change the past of debt review and make it today from the beginning.
Yeah, I agree. It's never been a better time to become a debt counselor in the
Well,
processes and things, right? So that's
yeah.
true. Of course, there's other factors at play with the market because people still remain a bit shy to go out and get help with their debt. So if you're listening, please, you've heard the success story of Mr. K. You've heard the passion from Gaynor here. Reach out to a debt counselor, talk to them about your situation, get some help. And Gaynor, if people want to, if they say, oh, this lady sounds like she can help me, how do people get hold of you?
Well, they can email me or my cell phone is always available. I'm on WhatsApp 24/7 with my clients, as you heard earlier. So my cell phone number is 082-897-5760. And my email address is Gaynor, Gaynor, at debtsmartsa.co.za. And I have a
Gaynor, thank you very
landline too,
much.
so you can phone on my
Yes, do it.
landline.
Do
That's
it, please.
041
Great.
364-0978. But my cell phone is obviously first option.
Gaynor, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time, spending some time with these dummies. Well done for getting Mr. K through and his wife through the process. Thank you for working so hard in the industry. We see it. And thank you for being a friend to these dummies.
Thank you guys, and thank you for creating these opportunities and getting the information out there so that we can educate the consumers out there.
Well, that was great, Hickory. I mean, it's so interesting. It's always nice to hear because I suppose the consumer doesn't realize when they're panicking how that transfers to the debt counselor. And so nice of Gaynor just to say, look, you shouldn't panic if I'm not panicking. If I'm panicking, it's time for you to panic. But obviously, she didn't panic there with Mr. K's situation, although that sounds tricky. But yeah, I feel a little bit smarter. And perhaps a little bit jealous after today's podcast episode. Yeah.
No, absolutely. It's always lucky when you can hear the consumers get a clearance certificate, and after that they can apply for stuff that they need and get driving with a new wheel. So it was fun speaking to them. Zach, again, thank you very much for your time. Thank you to Mr. K. Thank you to Gaynor, and thank you to our listeners. And we'll see you on the next episode of Debt Review with Dummies. Da-da-da-da.